John Walden, Colorado Springs. Please join me with a little study. Most unusual passage of Scripture. I'm sure you've read the first chapter of Genesis many times, but did you notice that five times in the first chapter in your Bible, it says that God divided things. God is a great divider. The fourth verse in our Bible says, "And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness." Then in verses 6 and 7, he talks about the dividing of the waters. The waters under the firmament from the waters above the firmament. And in verse 14, he says that he wanted to divide the day from the night. And in verse 18, he tells us about the greater lights. The sun and the moon are to divide the light from the darkness. And it says God saw that it was good. The Bible account of creation is true, absolutely true. But it is not a scientific treatise. The Bible is not intended to be a book of science. I don't mean by that there's any unscientific statement. I mean simply that God is not satisfying your scientific curiosity. But the Bible is a book given to teach man God's ways. And if you look for the moral teaching, if you look for the teaching that will help you to understand God, you'll find it right from the first page in your Bible. Now, God is a God of separation. He abhors mixtures. We're told in 1 John chapter 1 that God is light. Now, that doesn't mean that light is God, but that means that God, as to his character, is like light. There's no room for darkness or evil in God's ways at all. Darkness speaks of evil. We're told in Isaiah 60 and verse 2 that darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. Furthermore, we're told in Jude 13 that those who die without Christ will be in the blackness of darkness forever. So you see that God looks upon evil as something foreign to righteousness. He looks upon darkness as something foreign to light. And of course, we know that you can't have light and darkness in the same room. You have to have a division between them of some kind. So God wants to his people to learn to be a separated people. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, he tells us, "Come out from among them and be ye separate. And I will receive you, saith the Lord, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." There is no room for evil in the lives of believers, because God divides the light from the darkness. God is a divider of men. God is a divider of those who receive him from those who reject him. We think of people under different categories. We think of the rich and the poor. We think of the educated and the illiterate. We think of the sick and the well. But God thinks of the saved and the lost. And you're either saved or lost. If you are a child of God, God wants you to be an out-and-out child of God. He wants people to know that you're a child of God. He doesn't want you to be dabbling in the things of the world and going back and forth across the border. The Lord wanted his people to be separated unto himself in the Old Testament, and he took them outside of Egypt. Took them out into the wilderness where he could teach them his ways, and took them into the new land, into the land of Canaan, where they could practice his ways. So if you belong to the Lord, he wants you to be separated unto himself. Put evil out of your lives. Let's be practical about this. Let's get into the presence of the Lord and ask him to show us just what there is in our lives that belongs to darkness. And remember our verse from the first chapter of Genesis, God divided the light from the darkness. And it says after he had done this, that he saw that it was good. Our Father, we pray that thou bless these thoughts to us. Help those who have never yet received the Lord Jesus to see that they are going to be separated from God and from believers for all eternity. Help us who are children to live separated lives now, that we might win others to Christ, and take our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.